And it is time to go ape shit, people. Now, I did not do a trailer reaction for the first trailer for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and I was pissed off. Now, I think I said this before, that I was like listening to a YouTube video while I was cleaning up and shit, and then I heard the trailer playing in the background, and it wasn't until it was too late. I was like, God damn it, that was the first trailer for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I missed the opportunity to get a trailer reaction out to y'all, but I did do a I share some thoughts, not any bad thoughts in particular, but more, you know, curiosity and assurance type of thoughts where, you know, I did like a green screen video on TikTok, posted it on Instagram and all of that. And one of the things I was saying was that, you know, the trailer looked great. It looked like it was a successor to the last movie, felt very much in conjunction with the Planet of the Apes trilogy that Matt Reeves did. I did not know. One of the things I didn't know going into this, I didn't know this shit is like 500 years after the last movie. I thought it was just like a direct sequel. But obviously, this is a new generation of apes. And one of the things, when I said assurance, you know, that I was talking about in that video discussing the trailer and how I felt about it, I said the word assurance because I was trying to get everybody to, you know, there was a lot of... you know, there were people that had a lot of problems with the trailer, and that's fine. You know, everybody's going to debate. Everything's subjective at the end of the day. But one of the things that I said, I was like, we need not worry, basically. This is, you know, everybody was saying, not everybody, but people were saying that, you know, oh, the apes can talk and they're articulate and they can formulate sentences and hold, you know, conversations. And I'm like, yeah. And I said, one of the things we need to keep in mind is that these movies were basically prequels to the Charlton Heston movies back in the day. The Charlton Heston movies, I think by the time when we got that first movie, the apes were already, you know, they had babies and everything, but the apes were already full grown. They were holding sentences saying sentences, holding full blown conversations, carrying these films. They were already enslaving the humans at this point. So everything we got from, you know, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Dawn, you know, War 4, and now here with Kingdom, this is all leading up to what we saw in those OG films. So I was saying, like, trying to assure everybody, like, look, man, we don't need to panic. This was the direction that these movies were going in the first place. And the trailer looked decent, man. There were a lot of beautiful shots in this movie. Again, you know, just like I was saying with the trailer for Twisters, the money is there, you know, the production value is there. The motion capture looks amazing. I don't know. Look, man, to keep it a beam with y'all, like I always do, that last movie, I did not expect it to be that good. I was warned, you know, somebody told me grab your Kleenex because it's going to get wild. And I did get a little teary eyed. I don't think I full blown cried watching the last one, but I got teary eyed and I'm like, I am so sympathetic and emotionally attached to these apes at this point, man. And it was a really great finale, arguably one of the best trilogies of all time, you know, and that's hard to do in modern day, man. But I think Matt Reeves capped that shit off perfectly. But this one here, man, you know, you see what we see in later movies in the original series, which is the apes are running shit. You know, it is very much their kingdom, like the title says. And, you know, humans are being enslaved. There's even a shot in that first trailer where there's an ape on a horse that's pretty much like swinging around a rope and wrangling up somebody. You know, there are humans that are hiding. There's a scene where one of the apes, I think, throws an apple to one of the human characters. And then they kind of like scramble to get the apple and then start eating it. You know, the humans are no longer in charge, man. And this is the thing that, you know, this is one of the reasons why, you know, while Woody Harrelson was a cutthroat piece of shit villain in that last movie, there are moments where, you know, it's one of those Killmonger moments or arguably one of those Joker moments where, do I agree with this villain here? Did he have a point as far as, you know, we need to exterminate these apes before we're no longer in charge, before we are the minorities here as the human race? You know what I'm saying? And so he had a valid point in his thought process. I just feel like the way he went about doing it, he just went completely off the rails, man. It made for a really just intimidating, menacing villain on Woody Harrelson's part, man. So big shout out to him. This director, this is one of my concerns, though. You know, because I think the series, the previous trilogy really found their footing with having Matt Reeves on deck. He did not direct that first one, but the next two, he definitely capped off the trilogy in a really amazing way. But now we got the Maze Runner director, Wes Ball, here. And it looks like he used the template in all the right ways, because like I said, it does look like a true successor to the last movie. How many liberties he takes with this one, I'm not sure. We got to wait and see. The cast here, Kevin Duran, who plays Proximus Caesar. Kevin Duran, I can't praise this guy enough, man. I don't think Kevin Duran gets enough credit as a character actor, man. Whether he's playing, you know, I think he plays the Angel Michael in that movie Legion. Underrated movie that just kind of missed the mark overall, and I wish that it didn't. You know, he played Barry Burton in Resident Evil Retribution. He played Blob in... you know, X-Men Origins, and he did play that cop in Fruitvale Station that played a part in, I don't think he pulled the trigger, but he played a part in Oscar Grant's shooting, rest in peace. You know, I don't want to get everything all dark here, but rest in peace, shout out to Oscar Grant. But, you know, Kevin Duran is just such a great fucking actor, man. He also was in Walking Tall with The Rock. I don't remember if he died or not. I want to say he died in that prison shootout. You got Owen Teague, who I think was Owen Teague, did he play Hawksetter? Let me check real quick. I think he played Hawksetter in It Chapter 1. Yep, that was him. It Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. And that motherfucker, he looked creepy even before he was zombified in It Chapter 2. Now you got William H. Macy in here who, listen, I don't know if William H. Macy needs much motion capture. He already kind of looks a little, like, all right, let me not be rude here, man. Because as shitty as a character as he is in Shameless, which I've been watching recently, I started, I think, season 2. He's still a great actor, man. And you've got, who else is in here that we can say is familiar? Neil Sandilands? I don't know. Who else? Freya Allen? What was she in? She looks familiar, man. I don't think she was in The Witcher, Gunpowder Milkshake, The Third Day. I haven't seen any of those. Gunpowder Milkshake is on my watch list nonetheless, though. But people, I'm ready. I don't know what's in store for this trailer. On the thumbnail, you just see the guy who I guess pretty much is the new head ape in charge. He's got a fucking crown and some armor on. I think he's the one that's on that big ass boat. That when they've got like a waterfront fortress, that's one of the best shots in the last trailer also. But I don't know, man. Expectations are a little weird, but I did like that first trailer. Hopefully I like this one all the same or better. So they, you know, shout out to 20th Century Studios dropping this 14 hours ago. Another late Super Bowl trailer reaction. But here we are, man. This is 2 minutes, 31 seconds long. That's long enough for me. I don't want them to spoil too much or ruin anything or spoil any... you know, spoil a whole bunch of deaths and all of this other shit. But let's see this official trailer, people, for Kingdom of the Planet. Well, trailer 2, technically, for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I will hit the play button in 3, 2, 1. Okay, he's excited for the trailer.
Are you familiar with the concept of evolution?
Evolution was actually Eve's like third album or something like
In
that.
In their title, humans were capable of many great things. They could fly like eagles fly. They could speak across oceans.
Beautiful shots, man. Oh, they've got the humans looking primitive at this point in life.
Our time. And it is the kingdom. We will learn. Apes will learn high. Will learn. And I will
run for your motherfucking lives, man. Oh my, that's the shot I was talking about. Jesus, man, they are just roping them up.
Legend says ape and human live side by side. Impossible as that may seem.
Legends, listen how they're talking about the way the world was.
Smarter than most. The elders did not tell us everything about this world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I gave her clothes.
Apes hunt humans.
Jesus. Oh, oh my God, that shot was so amazing. The apes going through the tall grass like that, that is a great shot. Run, shorty. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, they enslaved him. They said, oh, you a traitor to the nation, helping humans? Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. May 10th. Yo, this trailer was even better than the first one. You know, I did not know what was, how they were going to, you know, do this. But, man, it's a lot. It's a lot. This is one of those ones I won't waste an episode on a trailer breakdown. I won't. But this is one I'll probably just do a frame by frame in my own spare time. This trailer looks so good, man. It does. And I have to keep in mind that when I say I don't know how they're going to top the last one, I don't know if that's fair or not to say, because while you do want the sequel to be, you know, to top the last one and do new things and advance the story, as hard of an act it is to follow, this is setting up a brand new set of movies. So this is going to have to kind of scale back on things. You know, while the last one, they were at war, you know, with the humans, this one, the humans are, like I said, man, the world has gotten so crazy that the humans look primitive. They look like they're fresh out of Tarzan. They're covered in dirt and mud, and they're wearing, like, you know, shrouds of clothing that barely cover them and shit like that. They look like, you know, the planet does indeed not belong to them anymore. And that's scary, man. That's a scary thing, like, to know that you guys are being enslaved. I'm pretty sure there are probably going to be human characters that are going to be killed in this. You see, at some point, there is an ape or two apes, the orangutan in particular, that are helping the human characters, and they get enslaved too. So I don't know how that's going to go, but it will make for good conflict. How well you handle the resolution is a different thing. But I do feel like we kind of have to look at this like, okay, it's not going to be as insane as the last one. The last one was, they were trying to storybook in that trilogy in a crazy and final way. This one is just a brand new beginning of a new set of movies, because it's no doubt in my mind that there's going to be two more of these films. And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with them introducing this new way of life. I love while the apes are, it's kind of this thing where you want to root against them and you want to root for the humans, but you understand, like, you guys were hunting us down and doing experiments on us and shit. It's rebellion at this point for the apes. But I love how domesticated these apes are now, man. They've got their own civilizations. That waterfront fortress they've got with just all the apes, you know, they've got moments where they blow the horns and the humans, there's that shot of all the humans. I think they're in front of the beach or something like that. All the humans are kind of like looking around because they're probably terrified of that. They know what that sound means. And the fact that they're just, I love that shot, that bird's eye shot of the apes just going through the tall grass, just closing in on this female character. And when she's running and that big motherfucker's like running on his knuckles behind her and he's like just seconds off of her, the one ape comes on the horse and just swings her up and just rescues her. So I'm pretty sure that shit's going to get him in trouble. There's a lot going on in this trailer. I love where they're going with this, man. I absolutely love it. I did not know if they were going to be able to pull this off, but just based off of two trailers alone, I can't wait to see this, man. I'm not even going to lie. And I would have never thought that the Planet of the Apes franchise would have my interest this much. Now, I'm not even going to sit up here and act like I was a big fan of the Charlton Heston movies, because I wasn't. And even going back on them, I can appreciate the practical effects that went into them. Yes, they are monkeys in suits, but there are some really good practical effects for the time that they put on those actors, man. And I'm not going to lie, you know, I know it's an unpopular opinion. A lot of my opinions are. I enjoyed when I watched for the first time. I don't remember what year it was, but I know it was very much after the movie came out, because I think it came out in the 2000s or 2001. That Tim Burton version of Planet of the Apes, I just think the weak spot was having Mark Wahlberg as the lead guy in that movie. I'm not saying he's a bad actor. I just don't think he was the guy for the job as far as being the protagonist in that movie. But other than that, I liked what Tim Burton did with that one, man. And I'll take practical over CG any day of the week. It's just when I finally went back and watched the three Planet of the Apes movies in the recent trilogy, I realized that first movie being a prequel was setting everything up perfectly. I don't remember what I wasn't obviously doing the podcast at the time when I watched that, you know, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. So I don't know what I would give it as far as a rating, but I do know that it's a damn good prequel film. It is a good jumping off point for what we see here, man. And James Franco, I did not think he was going to pull it off as the lead guy, but he did. Jason Clarke wasn't terrible in it. I just wish he would show more emotion in his movies, man. Like when he's not screaming at the top of his lungs, or, you know, in Pet Sematary fighting his daughter or something like that. But the second one, solid. Gary Oldman. I wanted way more Gary Oldman in that second movie. The third one, perfect. Damn near 10 out of 10 movie. This one, I don't know what the rating will be, but I know this looks good. This looks great. I'm not even going to downplay it and act like it's just a good trailer. This is a great trailer, and there are some really amazing shots here, man. I don't know how much they're going to polish up the CG. That's one thing that does bother me, and I don't know if I'm just making an unfair comparison here. I don't think this CG is it. So far, it does not look better than the last movie. It's not terrible at all. It's really good CG, really great motion capture. But I think the last movie, I don't know, man. I don't know if it was just Matt Reeves and what he was demanding, you know, the perfection that he was demanding with that final movie in his trilogy. But it seems like the CG is like it's not as polished. So I don't know. Is it going to look different in IMAX? I can almost guarantee it. You know, you might see, it might be some Pacific Rim shit where if you watch this in IMAX and 3D and 4DX and all of that, you know, you going to feel like you in the Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I don't know. But the trailer looks fire, man. This is one of those things where it's like one of those Godzilla versus Kong situations where I'm going in there for the monsters. I'm going in there for the animals. I'm going in there for the creatures and so on and so forth. In this case, it's the apes. That's what I'm here for. The human characters, I do feel bad for them, but as far as being emotionally attached to them, I don't know how that's going to play out this time around. Maybe one or two characters is all I can ever hope for. If I got two characters to root for, sure. In this case, it's probably going to be that girl that's getting rescued and, you know, the damsel in distress type of character. So that's fine. If I can root for her, sure. But I'm here for the apes, and they seem to be ready to deliver, man. So let's watch this trailer. One more again. What the fuck is wrong with my screen?
Are you familiar
with the Curious George book? He's like, are you familiar with the movie Dunstan Checks In? That was our cousin.
In their time, humans were capable of many great things. They could fly like eagles fly. They could speak across oceans.
Humans is scared straight, man.
Our time. And it is my kingdom.
Thought it was ours. Everybody's not going to be cool with his leadership, man. You can already see it. That's his enforcer, man. The big dog. Jesus.
Legend says
Ape and human lived side by side. Impossible as that may seem.
Why do they hunt her?
She's smarter than most.
The elders did not.
I love how he's just looking at the planets like that, hanging.
About this world.
But this, I'll say it once the trailer's over, man. It's, and I probably am repeating myself. But it's something I gotta say.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
God, I love the way... Oh my God, this fucking... This grass sequence. Ugh. She's like, just like we practice. That ape's gonna die. That motherfucker looks like he's falling into a volcano.
You will die. No. Together. Strong.
Oh! Somebody about to get the brakes beat off of them. What I wanted to say was, and I don't think I said it the first time around. Maybe I did, but... I don't know, man. I'm really amazed... Now they did do this in the original movies, but I'm talking modern right now. This is what we're reacting to. So this is what I'm focusing on. I'm amazed by how they really are showing just the dialogue alone. Like, let's just talk about the dialogue for a second amongst these apes. One of these apes says, you know, legend has it that, you know, man and ape once lived side by side, as impossible as that may sound or seem, whatever he says. I'm not saying verbatim what he said, but y'all get the gist of it. The fact that they can't even, you know, they've come so far into this walk of life, they can't even believe just by legend that these two different species coexisted, man. They are so stuck in their ways that they can't even believe that humans and apes were once side by side. It's insane, man, to think about the evolution of these apes and basically what we see, the de-evolution of the human race. It's fucking insane. The fact that the apes are now speaking like the humans. They're saying, why do they hunt her? You know, talking about the girl I said was a damsel in distress. And then, you know, the other ape says she's smarter than most. They're talking about the humans at this point in the franchise as if they are the primates. You know, that's how people talk about apes. It's like, yeah, this ape is smart. He knows how to match colors and put blocks together and write and shit like that. Whatever they train apes to do, that's what they do. But they are speaking about the humans as if they are like the apes are the dominant force now, man. And I think that is so crazy. It's scary, but it's amazing for this property, man. This is really making me, and I say this a lot, I've said this recently more than I ever have. This is really making me want to go back and watch every single original Planet of the Apes movie. And I know, let me look real quick just to see how many Planet of the Apes movies there are, because I know there's quite a few. I think there's like 5 of them. There's the 1968 one with Charlton Heston and Roddy McDowall. Now, the ones we got after that, Battle for the Planet of the Apes, Conquest of the Planet of the Apes, Escape from the Planet of the Apes, Beneath the Planet of the Apes, man, I don't care if these movies hold up well or not, just story-wise, I'm ready to go check these motherfuckers out, because I've only seen parts of the first one. I've never seen any of these movies all the way through. So I feel like it'll put everything in context a little better. I don't know if it's going to spoil anything, because I don't know just how much they're taking from the original movies. I don't know if they're remaking these movies, if they're about to remake these movies beat for beat. I don't know if that's going to spoil, you know, any deaths or story arcs or, you know, character arcs and anything like that. But nonetheless, man, I'm ready to check out the source material just to gear up for this. You know, it's coming out May 10th. And one of the, you know, I said I was a little concerned that Wes Ball was directing this and Matt Reeves kind of stepped down. I think one of the things that's going to play into his favor is how he, and I have not seen the Maze Runner movies, but I have seen bits and pieces of them, and it looks like it has some cool action sequences, some anxiety-inducing action sequences, because I'm claustrophobic, and there's a shot where that character is like trying to make his way out of the maze, and the walls are literally closing in on him at the last second. But I think one of the things that's going to work out in his favor is how he directed those Maze Runner movies. There's going to be a lot of great action sequences in this movie. I can already tell. And that tall grass sequence is going to be... I keep calling it the tall grass, probably because that shot reminds me of The Lost World when the raptors are just closing in on those poachers, you know, those hunters. But that's going to be one of the best sequences for me. I'm ready to also see the conflict between the apes. You know, I did not catch the first time around. There's a scene where the two apes are fighting. One of them, I mean, it's not even really a fight. One of them just is slamming two hands down on one ape's back, and he's getting his ass whooped, probably being made an example of in front of everybody. He's probably beating up the Judas, quote unquote, of the you know, the ape civilization. Because I feel like once that ape and whoever else decides to assist him, once they help that human, all bets are off. And, you know, you are now, if you're not with us, you against us type of business, man. And that's always interesting to see in any type of movie, just how, you know, how is that character going to bounce back from, you know, betraying his clan for the most part. So it's so much to unpack, man. It's so much to, like, that they just leave to the imagination. It's a lot to get excited about. I'm not going to lie, man. So far, this is the best Super Bowl trailer that I've seen. You know, this is better than the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer. This is better than the Twisters trailer. I don't know how the Fall Guy and Wicked and all the other trailers I've got to do reactions for are going to hold up. This is hands down the best one I've seen. You know, and anybody that's excited for this, I'm right there with y'all, man. I'm right there with y'all. I'm ready to go back, and I think I can, as much as I like the one that Tim Burton did, I think I can skip that one. I'm ready to just watch all the old ones at this point and just go back. Watch the Matt Reeves trilogy. And, let me see who did that goddamn first movie. Because I keep saying the Matt Reeves trilogy, but I don't think that's fair to say because he did not direct the first one. I need to figure out who that first director was. Rise of the Planet Apes 2011. Rupert Wyatt. Shout out to Rupert Wyatt, man, because I don't think it's fair for me to keep giving Matt Reeves the credit when Rupert Wyatt was the one that jumped this franchise off, or this rebooted franchise off. Now, he did... This was the director of... Oh, no, I was about to say Ticks, because that's not that movie. He did The Escapist, The Gambler. He did an episode of The Exorcist. I'm not familiar with this guy. But big shout out to him, man, for jumping this off. I liked what he did with that first movie. And shout out to Andy Serkis for giving us Caesar, some of the best emotional motion capture. Almost got tongue-tied right there. Emotional motion capture ever. And shout out to all the motion capture people for the new one, man. I think that's just such an amazing art form to bring emotion to characters that are just that have CG layered over top of them. It's picked up over the last decade or so, man, with shit like the Harry Potter movies and the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, and even though the second one kind of bombed, the Ninja Turtles movies, man, they layer that CG over these actors in these mocap suits. That's something. It's expensive, but I do think it's impressive at the end of the day. Even in bad, you know, sci-fi adventure movies, I think that is a really good effect. And I think that when they do it with apes, it's almost more effective than when they do it with any other animal or creature on screen, for that matter. It's just something about it. It reminds me of like when they did Rampage with The Rock. George, the ape, was probably the most... You know, he was made to be, but he was the sympathetic beast of the bunch, man. You didn't feel bad for the wolf or, you know, the mutated wolf that was flying around, or the crocodile that was just, you know, knocking boats over and shit like that. You felt bad for George, man. And he conveys way more emotion that's far more, you know, complex than anger. You know, the other creatures were just angry half the fucking time, angry and hungry. George actually manages to make you feel sorry for him and just have emotion along with him. So I think apes, CG apes are something that is not going to die down anytime soon, man, especially when you got a franchise that's a household name all over again, you know. So shout out to the Planet of the Apes franchise, man. I want good things for it. And I want this movie to be as amazing as it looks, people. But y'all already know where to go, man. If y'all don't, y'all can follow the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker Radio, Public, Podbean, and Podcast Addict. Shout out to Spotify for podcasters. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, Romero Tudor. Shout out to the Facebook movie group, The Cinemaniacs. And last but certainly not least, shout out to the Tudor reviewers, the listeners, the lovers, the supporters out there. This might be the most trailers I've done over the span of like 2 days. Maybe not. But crazy thing is, there's more trailers. And they're going to drop more trailers this week. The trailers aren't going to stop. But as I said before, can we get a fucking trailer for The Crow? God damn, you know what? Before we close this episode out, let me look and see who this director is for The Crow. I forgot this fucker's name, man. Because god damn it, man, how much longer y'all gonna make us wait? Rupert Sanders, how fucking long are you gonna make us wait for this trailer? I know it's not his fault, I'm just saying. Mr. Snow White and the Huntsman and Ghost in the Shell, can we get the goddamn trailer already? I don't know if they've got confidence in this movie. I'm starting to doubt this movie. I'm sorry, I hate to say it. I'm not going to speak nothing bad into existence, people, but I just want the goddamn trailer, all right? But y'all already know, the love and support y'all show me, I show it back to y'all tenfold and then some. So with that being said, people, yours truly, Romero Tudor. Another episode of Tudor Reviews in the can. I'll check y'all on the next one.